That's why you have to meditate on the word over and over and over. Meditate on it to let these promises come into you. When you find out, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Wow. You know, I'm not just a nobody. I'm a son of God. You read that and it says, we are now children of the Most High God. God could never forgive me. I've done too many bad things. You just reached up and slapped him in the face. You just told him that his blood wasn't sufficient to cleanse you from your sins. And here you are, the new creature, with all this power and authority and everything, and you walk through life, and most of us never realize the power that's available to us. So we don't use it, just like me. There I am last week, standing under this SR-71, thinking, wow, what a machine. Awesome. I could touch it if I moved over outside that little circle they had around it. I could get anywhere. I could literally touch it. But that airplane is going to do nothing for me until I sit down behind the controls and crank the engines. There's people that ride with me in my 421 and think, this is awesome to ride in this thing. And it is pretty awesome. It's pretty nice. God give it to me, you know. It'll take me into the heavens, thousands of feet into the air. And I can fly that thing everywhere and go where I want to. And, you know, every once in a while I'll go out and crank it up and come over here by the minister center. And I just love, you know, to come down and about 250 miles an hour right over the minister center and, you know, just coming down like that. The kid's still in me. The 16-year-old's still in me. And then I can pull the engines back to about 1,800 RPMs coming down 250 miles an hour and it really runs quiet. And then I can just pull that thing up and lean it back where I can look back and see the minister center down there. And I'm just gliding through the sky in a piece of equipment that's flying at tremendous speeds. And the average man has never experienced what I experienced that day. But I think of the years that I was the new creature. I had the 421 sitting there. And I even sat in the seat and looked at it, but I didn't know how to crank it. I never got to go anywhere in it. I didn't know how to fly it. That's just like me as the new creature. When I became the new creature, I'm like I'm putting myself in a glass cage. All this bright light shining down on me. I'm not in the kingdom of darkness anymore. I'm in the kingdom of light. And all the power of God's word belongs to you and me. And I just kind of back off and look at it. And in fact, I'm in my little glass cage. I'm looking at a man up yonder that he's exercising his power. He's going out. He's taking authority over the evil spirits. He's casting out demons. He's seeing people get saved. He's seeing people get healed. He's changing people's lives. He's getting people delivered and healed. And I'm back here in my little cage looking at him saying, wow, if I could only do those things. And they belong to me. But I've never stepped out in faith to exercise my power. And one day, when you do, and you step out in faith, and you pray the first time and see God do something awesome, then it's too late. You've stepped off the deep end. God's word's awesome, isn't it? It is awesome. Well, let's look at some of these promises. Some of the weapons that God gives us. I want to read these out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in the NLT, verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. Look what it says. Once we become this sleek airplane out there with all this armament on us, we are prepared with our weapons. Since we're talking about armed forces and Memorial Day, the men that had the firepower and knew how to use it are the ones that won the war. If you didn't have any weapons, you're not going to be much of a problem for the enemy, right? We use God's mighty weapons, not merely worldly weapons, to knock down the devil's strongholds. Let me tell you about these mighty weapons. I want to talk about Eldon some today. Not too long ago, they were up in the mountains of Idaho. And that night, a tremendous forest fire broke out up there where they were. Now, if you were up there in those mountains and a tremendous fire broke out in the mountains, in the forest, what would you do? Most people would call to see if they could find a fire department. Is that right? That's what most people do. But that's not what Eldon did. Eldon took some of these mighty weapons, and he called God in remembrance of his weapons, and it wasn't but just a few minutes, and that fire went totally out. It just went out. Now see, what kind of weapons do we have? Are they mighty? Just like the scripture says. We use God's mighty weapons, not mere worldly weapons, to knock down the devil's strongholds. With these weapons, we break down every proud argument that keeps people from knowing God. Now, wait a minute. Do you know anybody that don't know God? Oh, yeah. Okay, if you know people that don't know God, then if we got a weapon that we can knock down those strongholds, look at what this says. With these weapons, we break down every proud argument that keeps people from knowing God. With these weapons, we conquer their rebellious ideas and we teach them to obey Christ. Some people read that like I did and say, well, you know, I don't understand what that means. I have been given weapons that I can knock down the devil's strongholds. How do I do that? Well, let me show you. Let me give you a demonstration. First of all, a few years ago, a woman that from South Texas had come to some of my healing schools, and she came to me and said, Thurman, I have an 85-year-old dad, and he will not believe in Jesus. Anybody in here have a loved one that will not believe in Jesus? Okay, you need to really listen today. She said, I have tried to talk to my daddy about Jesus. I go into the house and tell him he needs to know Jesus, and my daddy cusses me out and kicks me out of the house and says, get out, I don't want to hear it. Do you know anybody like that? Yeah, I know a few like that myself. Well, according to the scripture, we have mighty weapons that can knock down these strongholds. So how do we do it? Well, first of all, let me take you to another scripture in Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it. Now then, under the old covenant, to go into the Holy of Holies or the throne of grace where God dwelt, who could go into that tabernacle? Only the high priest. And how often could he go in there? Only one day a year. He could go in there and atone for the sins of the people one day a year. That's all. That's all he was allowed in. But once Jesus came to this earth and died and rose again, he opened that veil between the temple, between the holy and the holy of holies, and he told us as his children, come into the throne of grace anytime you want to in times of need for mercy. So when can you and I go in?
Anytime.
24/7. We can walk into the place where God dwells because of the blood of Jesus. This is an awesome privilege. So let us come boldly to the throne of God. There we will receive His mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it. And then let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Let's see what 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4 says. If the good news we preach is veiled or hidden from anyone, it is a sign that they are perishing. Satan, the god of this evil world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe, so they are unable to see the glorious light of the good news that is shining unto them. They don't understand the message we preach about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Oh, who's blinding their eyes? Satan. So let's go now as children of God. We're that creature, that new creature in a glass cage. Let's reach up and get another weapon. Let's go to Luke 10, 19, and 20. Let's look and see what that weapon says we are, who we are, and what we can do. And I have given you authority or power over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes, which is Satan, and scorpions, his demons, and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice just because evil spirits obey you, but rejoice because your names are registered as citizens of heaven. So now we're beginning to see what our weapons are. So when this girl come to me and told me my 85-year-old dad, he cusses me out, throws me out of the house. He won't even let me talk about Jesus. I said, honey, just kneel here with me and we're going to the throne of grace. We're going to the third heaven. See what Ephesians 2:6. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and we are seated. That's the one I wanted. And we are seated with Him in the heavenly realms, all because we are one with Christ Jesus. So technically speaking, according to the scripture, are you and I already seated in the heavenlies with God? That's where we are, in the spirit world. So we don't have to travel very far when we go to the throne of grace. By faith, it's an instantaneous thing. So I told her all these things. I said, now then, young lady, you and I are going to go to the throne of grace, which is in the third heaven. And I have all power and authority over the devil. So I said, we're going up there. Just like the scripture said, we now have these weapons where we can knock down the devil's strongholds that's blinding the minds of our loved ones. So we go up to the third heaven. I said, Father, I'm coming into the throne room of God by the blood of Jesus. And I want to worship you and praise you and thank you that you're the mighty King of kings and Lord of lords. And you're my Lord. You're my God. You're my Savior. So if you want to spend 10 or 20 or 30 minutes just praising Him, you can't overdo it. He loves for you to praise Him. And then I said, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you that you've given me all power and all authority over the enemy. And he has to be subject to me. Is that what the scripture said? So I said, Satan, I take authority over you and over the mind, and I called her dad's full name. I said, now you have obviously been blinding his mind all these years. He's now 85 years old. You have kept him from knowing about Jesus Christ. So I command you to withdraw your spirits of wickedness in the heavenlies and all of your wicked spirits that's walking on the earth. I demand that you withdraw all of your little critters from her dad, and I command you to go away and to leave him alone and never blind his mind again in the name of Jesus. I said, now, Father, I know that nobody can come into the kingdom except they be drawn by the Spirit of God. So, Father, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to begin to work on his heart to convict him of sin and bring him into the kingdom of God. I said, now, Father, I praise you and thank you for sending the proper labor into the harvest to tell him about Jesus. I said, now, Father, you said I could ask for anything. That's another one of those weapons I have in that little glass cage. I can ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything as his son. I said, so, Father, I ask you, when you save him, fill him with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done. I stood up and I said, are you in agreement with me? And she said, wow, I never heard a prayer like that in my life. And I said, you've never seen a result like you're going to see either. I said, I guarantee God will save your daddy. It wasn't no time, just a few weeks. She called me one day and said, Thurman, this is the most awesome thing I ever seen. Today my daddy got saved. She said, he is saved. Said, I come in, somebody had talking to him about Jesus, and I come in, and he said, honey, you'll love this. I have just accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And she said, the minute he said that, he started speaking in tongues. And then when he got through speaking, he said, what was that? I don't understand what I said.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ready Your Spiritual Weapons, or if you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.